Hello? I'm just kidding. Sorry. Good morning. I'd like to call the 7th Osage Nation Congress to order. Today is April 11th, 2022. The time is 10:01 a.m. Congresswoman Shaw, would you render a morning prayer for us, please?
Yes, thank you, Speaker. I'll be happy to. Please bow your heads. Our dear gracious Heavenly Father, thank you so much for another beautiful day and another opportunity to serve the Osage people, Lord. Please wrap your arms around the mourners and take care of our children, elders, and those who are currently serving or who have served, Lord. Help us stay focused on the business at hand and do good work for the Osage Nation. And all these things we ask you, amen.
Thank you, Congresswoman. I can't remember if I said it, but for the record, this is April 11th, 2022, and we are on day 13. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Present.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
Present.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
All right, we have a quorum. Please review the journal from April 8th.
Speaker.
Yes, Congressman Walker.
Near the bottom of page 3, Congressman Potts made a motion to hold his bill or a bill on General Order Day 2 on tomorrow's agenda. Was that how the motion was made? That would have been on Saturday. That would have been the following legislative day.
That was the that was how he made the motion. So did I on mine as well. And it's to me, it goes without saying. That's whoever's moving around in there, we're getting feedback in here. We can mute. Thank you.
motion to approve the journal.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve the journal for April 8th. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no.
Yes.
All right, journal is approved. Reports of select committees. Are there any select committee reports? Congresswoman Good Fox, go ahead.
Thank you, Speaker. Rules and Ethics met to engross ONCA 2239. It's been reported out as properly engrossed. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. ONCA 2239 is an act to amend and restate the Treasury Law 15 ONC 2-304 to require the principal chief to appoint a treasurer within 6 months of a vacancy and to establish an alternate effective date. Voting yes were Good Fox, Kane, and Bickhorst.
Thank you, Congresswoman. All right, reports of standing committees. Congressman Walker.
Government Operations Committee met on Friday, considered bill number ONCA 2241, an act to prohibit sexual harassment and sexual discrimination to provide a limited waiver of sovereign immunity and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Potts. Committee action is due pass as a committee substitute with amendments. Voting yes, Walker, Good Fox, Keene, Rebard, and Shaw. Committee also considered bill number ONCA 2242, an act to amend ONCA 2217 to authorize and appropriate the amount of $300,000 to the Executive Branch and American Rescue Plan Act funds for a CARES continuation project for the remodel of the Mid-Continent Building as a COVID-compliant central receiving facility and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congresswoman Rebard. Committee action is due pass as a committee substitute. Voting yes, Walker, Good Fox, Keene, Rebard, and Shaw. Committee also considered bill number ONCA 2250, an act to provide an appropriation in the amount of $150,000 out of the general fund of the Treasury to Osage County Rural Water District Number 5 for water system maintenance and improvements and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is myself. Committee action is due pass with amendments. Voting yes, Walker, Good Fox, Keene, Rebard, and Shaw. Committee also considered bill number ONCA 2252, an act to amend the Burial Assistance Fund to increase the maximum benefit to $8,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Potts. Committee action is due pass. Voting yes, Walker, Keene, Rebard, and Shaw. Committee also considered bill number ONCA 2253, an act to amend ONCA 2180 to reduce the appropriation of $4,750,000 to the Executive Branch and American Rescue Plan Act funds for replacement and upgrades to the nation's heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems by $300,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congresswoman Rebard. Committee action is due pass. Voting yes, Walker, Good Fox, Keene, Rebard, and Shaw. All.
Thank you. Next is introductions of bills and resolutions. Are there any to introduce this morning? Hearing none, General Order Day 1, Congressman Walker.
Reading ONCA 2226, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $6 million of American Rescue Plan Act funds to the Executive Branch for a new COVID-compliant congressional building and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congresswoman Good Fox.
Reading ONCA 2231, an act to amend the Open Meetings Act at 15 ONC 7-107 to require executive sessions to be recorded by the body and to prohibit public bodies from excluding elected officials from executive sessions on a limited basis and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congressman Maker.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Reading in ONCA 2251, an act to amend trespass in Title VI of the Osage Nation Code in Chapter 1, Crimes Against Property for the Protection of Restricted and Non-Restricted Osage Landowners and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. We are now on General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. The first one is ONCA 2077, an act to amend the criminal code at Title VI, Crimes Against Property, to add larceny and receiving stolen property presumption and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to propose to this bill? Congressman Keene?
Yes, Speaker. On pages 2 and 3, I'd like to strike lines 68 through 131.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded. Thank you. Are there any other amendments? Next is ONCA 2227, an act to authorize and appropriate $104,793 to the Hominy Ranchers Rural Fire Department for the purchase of a fire truck and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to propose to this bill? Hearing none. ONCA 2227 will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCA 2235, an act to authorize and appropriate $3 million to the Capital Asset Fund of American Rescue Plan Act ARPA funds for the purchase of land, design, engineering, and construction of a funeral services facility within the territorial boundaries of the Osage Nation and to establish an alternate effective date. Anyone have amendments to propose? I would entertain page 1, line I don't know, throughout the bill, strike capital asset fund and replace with, okay, throughout the bill, strike capital asset fund and replace with executive branch.
Second.
So move.
Second.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Next is ONCA 2237, an act to amend the Osage Fair Minimum Wage Act at 19 ONC Section 2101 through 2104 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to propose to ONCA 2237?
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Potts, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 2237 on General Order Day 2 on tomorrow's agenda.
Second.
Okay. Motion is made and seconded to essentially hold ONCA 2237 on General Order Day 2 on tomorrow's agenda. All those in favor say yes.
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 Yes. Any opposed say no. Right, that will be held on General Order Day 2. Thank you. ONCA 2248, an act to authorize and appropriate $125,000 to the Fairfax Volunteer Fire Department for the purchase of a rescue truck and new equipment and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to propose to this bill? Hearing none, ONCA 2248. We'll advance to third reading after engrossment. We're now on bills and resolutions on third reading. ONCA 2239, an act to amend and restate the Treasury Law 15 ONC Section 2304 to require the Principal Chief to appoint a treasurer within 6 months of a vacancy and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Potts, how do you wish to proceed?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. At this point, without objection, I'd like to make a motion to withdraw ONCA 2239.
Second.
Okay,
motion is made and seconded to withdraw ONCA 2239. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. All right. We are now in motions and notices. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Education will meet immediately following session until noon today, and I think we'll get started at 10:30, and then also rules, ethics, and engrossment will meet at 9 o'clock in the morning to go over the bills that left general order day two today.
All right. Thank you. Congressman Walker.
Government Operations Committee will meet this afternoon from 1. The agenda says 4:30, but I'm quite positive that I amended that agenda to make it go until 6. Have one bill on the agenda. It's over 100 pages, and it's my understanding that we are going to go through it thoroughly. Also, notice that the bill I read in under General Order Day 1, ONCA 2226, the $6 million for a new legislative or congressional building, that was amended in committee to $750,000 to pre-construction cost. So I just wanted to notice that to the Congress and anyone who may have been listening.
Okay, thank you. I wanted to remind you all that, so I've had the discussion before, but it's just a reminder that bills that you would are possibly in jeopardy of a veto, in order for us to have the time frame for a veto override, would need to go to the chief's office by Wednesday at 4:30, this Wednesday at 4:30. So I know some bills are still not quite there, or maybe some haven't been addressed yet. I think for the most part, for as many bills as we had, we're probably in good shape, considering, you know, it's up to the sponsors to communicate with the chairs. If they're wanting older bills brought forward, and, you know, you're in charge of your bills of what you would like to see get out. So some of you all, as long as you're communicating, that's fine. But I just wanted to remind you of that. And the reason for that date is I am looking to, I'm assuming that some of you folks are going to be going out of state the weekend of, what is that, the 23rd and 24th and whatnot. Of course, we're here to do our jobs. We also still have the ability to call in at this time to take your days to participate electronically. But I just wanted to let you know that it is my intent to keep us moving forward and try to meet those cutoff dates to finish on Thursday the 21st. I think some of you all may be going out of state, and I have a surgery scheduled for Friday. But of course, again, we can participate electronically and go as long as we need to. Our session would actually end Monday anyway, so there's oftentimes that we go ahead and finish up that week before, as opposed to coming back on just Monday to finish up. But anyways, I just wanted to remind you of that if we look like we're in good shape, but just to keep moving as well as we can. And just a reminder, if you feel that your bills are in jeopardy of a veto, we would need it to be Wednesday in order to have the time frame for a veto override before we end session. So, okay, I think that's it.
Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, yes. Say no. All right, we are adjourned. Thank you.